This is the Old Radio Show's podcast.
National Broadcasting Company invites you by transcription to join The Chase. There is always the hunter and the hunted, the pursuer and the pursued. It may be the voice of authority or a race with death and destruction, the most relentless of the hunters. There are times when laughter is heard as counterpoint and moments when sheer terror is the theme. But always there is the chase.
Inspector Donnelly speaking. Oh, send Detective Nielsen right in, please. Nielsen?
Yes, sir.
I'm Inspector Donnelly. Come in, sit down. And never mind the sir, I'm beginning to feel old enough as it is. A cigarette?
Thanks.
Have a good trip from the coast?
Oh, good enough if you like planes. Personally, I don't think they'll ever replace the horse.
Trip a little bumpy, eh?
Well, ran into a storm. My liver's still quivering.
I brought you east because they tell me you're one of the best cops on the West Coast. You've handled some tough assignments, but the one I'm asking you to take right now will probably be your toughest and most dangerous.
Did you say asking?
I did.
I'm used to taking orders, not requests.
This thing is so rough, you may want out, and I wouldn't blame you. If you don't like the smell of it, I've got your return ticket to L.A. here on my desk.
Suppose you tell me about it. Let me munch it over.
Ever hear of Red Monks?
Monks. Oh, yes, wasn't he mixed up in running narcotics?
Narcotics was only a hobby. He took a crack at everything in the book. He finally got him as a fourth offender.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about this Monks?
First of all, he's a classic example of the criminal mind. Hard as granite, vicious, and the conscience of a leopard. He's the kind of a cookie who can stab a man in the back and then use the same knife to butter his toast.
Sounds like a charmer.
Well, we've got Red Monks, but we haven't got his boss. We're sure he was working for someone, a Mr. Big, who controls 3/4 of the rackets between here and Chicago.
Where do I come in?
I'm sending you on a chase, Nielsen, a chase for information. It may be the roughest chase you ever entered. I picked you for the job for 2 reasons. 1, your record. 2, and just as important, you're not known here on the East Coast.
What's the setup, Inspector?
Now, we picked up a con named Johnny Hagen several days ago. He's got a long list of suspected felonies behind him, and we'll probably be able to put him away for 190 years. His arrest hasn't been made known yet, however.
Oh, I'm beginning to see where this rhubarb is leading.
Now, Hagen was a lone wolf. He always worked by himself. Very few of the underworld have ever even seen him.
And you want me to impersonate Hagen, is that the deal?
Exactly. We'll throw you in the clink and team you with Monks in his cell. No one will know your real identity except me.
Mm-hmm.
Even the prison guards will think you're in stir on an armed robbery raid. Then you can start to get to know Monks, win his confidence. After a while, he may give you the information we want.
Sounds great.
It won't be a picnic. If Monks finds out who you really are, he'll strangle you right there and then inside the cell. He's built like a grain silo, incidentally, with basketball muscles.
Well, this gets better as it goes along.
As I said before, you can take it or leave it, and there'll be no hard feelings.
How much time do I have to think it over?
5 minutes.
5 years would make it easier.
Well, sorry you had to make the trip. I'll try to find someone else. Thanks for coming, anyway.
Inspector, did you say you had a plane ticket in that desk?
Yes.
Well, I told you that planes and I don't get along. When do I get into prison gray?
You'll accept?
Against my better judgment and common sense.
We'll be ready to ship you up the river in the morning. Now, here's a complete file on Johnny Hagen with pictures. You'll find everything you need to know about him in that folder. Study it hard.
I'll memorize it word for word, Inspector.
Good luck, Nielsen. Oh, just one more thing.
Yes, Inspector?
Are you married?
No. So you don't have to worry about making a widow out of some innocent girl.
Bugs, what do you want?
What have you got in your hand?
None of your lousy business.
Look, one more crack like that and I'll have you on the carpet. Now, what do you got in your hand?
Five fingers.
For the last time, Monk, what are you holding in your hand?
Why don't you come in and see, Tootsie? Come on in, we'll have a party. I'll bust every bone in your stinking head.
All right, Monk. The warden will get a report about this.
You want to know what I got in my hand, Chike? It's cigarettes. Yeah, what, mister? And when you see the warden, give my regards. Tell him to drop dead. Get it! No more noise, see? I want quiet from everybody. I'm going to get some sleep.
In here, Hagen. Behave yourself. Open 27.
My name's Hagen.
So what?
I'm telling you.
Hagen. What kind of name is that?
You haven't been around much, have you, Monk?
I've been around long enough to know a slob.
Look, I didn't ask to be put in here with you, but as long as we're together, we might as well make the best of it.
Sure, why not? Okay,
Hagen. Okay, with me,
Hey. Not a bad grip I got, eh?
But
you know, a little more pressure.
Like this.
I can bust your finger bones one by one. Yell quits. Go on, yell quits.
Hey, what's going on in there?
Nothing.
We were just shaking hands, that's all.
Was he trying to pull something, Hagen?
No.
You sure? He's packed me up for solitary now. All I need is one more excuse.
I wouldn't give you an excuse to breed, Stooley.
Another tough guy, huh?
You're well made. That's Benson, the head guard. If I could get my paws around that screw's throat just once. Yeah, but my time is coming. Oh, boy, and how. Why don't you tell him I was squeezing the juice out of that hand of yours, Hagen?
Why don't you stay out of my head?
You ain't half bad. You took that squeeze without a squawk. I brung guys that I need that way, Hagen.
You're long on muscle, but short on brains.
What?
You heard me. Your brains weren't scrambled, you'd have known who Johnny Hagen is.
All right. Who was he?
Find out for yourself. And when you do, maybe I'll accept your apology. I'm getting myself 40 winks. I've been up all night.
Sure. I'll find out, Hagen. I get a pitch on you when we're in the yard for free time. This afternoon.
Chopper,
you're on your own. And
no rough stuff. I tell you, Johnny Hagen, one of the best.
What makes you so sure, Choppers?
Ain't you never heard of him?
No.
Oh, he's as brainy as they come. Pulled at least 25 jobs without even the police getting a line on him. Well, he ain't no rod heister like us, Red. He ain't slick as molest.
You ever seen him before?
No. And hardly nobody ever seen a guy. He always worked alone. Mostly on the West Coast, I think.
Well, here he comes now. Hey, Hagen.
You calling me?
Why don't you meet a pal of mine? Biff Dogan.
They call me Choppin'. And I kind of most of my teeth is missing. Hiya, Hagen.
Hi.
Choppers has been telling me some interesting stuff about you, Hagen.
Oh, you don't say.
I hear you big time on the coast.
Big enough.
What are you in for?
Robbery.
Did you hold up a push cart?
Sure. Only the push cart was full of rocks, and they called it Thielman's.
Thielman's? You mean a Fifth Avenue jewelry store?
I told you he was big time, Red. Ain't nobody take a crack at Thielman's before they got a safety alarm for every rock.
Yeah, sure, but the sucker got caught, didn't he?
Nobody caught me, Monks. The Stooley turned me in.
A Stooley?
Yeah, but his talking days are over. I told a pal of mine to wrap him in a cake of cement, drop him in the river.
I'd have torn him apart. Fine, Stooley's make me so crazy, man,
yeah,
I could...
Easy, Red, easy. The guard's watching us.
Yeah. He'll watch himself right into a wooden kimono.
We'll take care of him when the time comes. Hey, that reminds me, Red, don't you think that you ought to let Hagen in?
Shut your... Yep.
Or I was...
Shut up.
Sure. Anything you say, Red, oh, boy.
Let me in on what?
Next Wednesday's my birthday. I'm going to let you blow out the candles on my cake.
You don't trust me much, do you, Mike?
Why should I trust you? I didn't know you from a hole in the wall before today.
We'll get to know each other better as time goes on, and we'll have plenty of that.
Maybe not as long as you think.
What?
When I figure you're a right guy, Hagen, you're in. But not before, see?
Hello, Nielsen. Come in.
Don't mind my saying so, Inspector. You were taking a chance getting me over here.
Well, it worked out all right, didn't it?
Well, I punched a guard and the other prisoners thought they put me in solitary, but since you had to explain my position to the head guard and the warden, Well, you aren't the only one who knows my identity now.
Well, we can rely on them. Anyway, it can't be helped. Has Muck done any talking yet?
No, he's a closed-mouth character, and not half as dumb as he looks, Inspector. I've gotten the first base, however. We're becoming friends. And, by the way, he got a kick out of seeing me smack that guard. He'll probably give me a big welcome when I get back.
But you haven't gotten any dope yet.
Well, nothing concrete about his boss outside. But, there's something cooking, though.
Oh?
Yeah, there's some kind of a deal on inside the prison. Only Monks and two or three others know what it is. I'm trying to find out what he's up to.
Yeah. Well, keep at it.
Well, he's a tough baby, Inspector. And, by the way, you're right. He's as strong as an ox.
Yeah.
He showed off for me once by bending the iron leg of his sleeping cot and then bending it back into shape again. Made my skin crawl to think of what those hands could do if they curl themselves around my throat.
Be careful, Neil.
I'm walking on eggs, Inspector. It's hard to reach. You know, he's like a wild animal. He's instinctively cautious about everything.
Yeah. Well, I won't get you out of there again until we've got what we want. It's too risky. Meanwhile, keep plugging.
Right.
Goodbye, Nielsen.
Oh, Inspector.
Yes?
I want to smuggle a gun inside the cell.
A gun?
Unloaded, of course. And I'll make sure Monks never gets his hands on it. I think I can make a big impression on him if I flash it.
Well, that's a highly unusual thing to do.
So's my assignment.
Yeah. All right, I'll check with the warden and see that you're given a service revolver without shells.
Fine. Well, back to stuff, copper. I got a little business with a con.
Inside, Hagen. Back, huh?
Yeah.
How'd you like solitary?
It was worth it for a crack at that guard.
I gotta hand it to you, Hagen. You've done what I've been dying to do for months.
Yeah, well, I did even better, Mike. Smith.
Hey. You got a Roscoe.
Uh-huh. I made a deal with a trustee. He swiped it from the gun room.
You're a smart operator, Hagen.
Well, it's about time you started to find that out.
Now, let me have
it. What, the rod? Nothing doing.
All right, Hagen. I'm going to let you in on something big. Up to now, I wasn't sure of you, Hagen. But I changed my mind.
What's up?
I got a break planned.
Break?
It's coming off today. We got 18 cons in on a deal, and the rest will tag along. This whole cell block's going to bust out right after we come back from the yard.
You can't break out of this joint, Red. It's a crazy idea.
If you don't want it, all right. But I tell you, I got it all fixed. Just before they close the cell block, we're jumping the guards. Then we get into the gun room for rods. And then out we go.
How are you going to get past the wall guards, Red?
I got a friend on the outside. He's sending two cars. They'll have phony official tags. They'll get in through the gate. They'll take care of the war guards from there.
What makes you so sure you can count on this friend?
His cars will show up.
What's his name?
Why?
I just want to make sure who I'm dealing with.
You don't have to know his name, Hagen. If I can count on him, you can.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. It still looks shaky to me.
I'm telling you, we can handle it. It's all mapped out on this diagram. What everybody does when I give the signal, can't miss.
Hey, let's see that diagram.
Hoist the rod.
Nothing doing.
What's the matter, Hagen? Don't you trust me?
I can handle a rod as good as any guy, and I'll take care of this one.
All right. Well, listen, if anything goes wrong, you got to use that gun, you understand?
Sure.
I ain't standing for any slip-ups on this, remember that?
Yeah, you can depend on me, Red.
Okay. Is the guard up the line now?
I don't see him around.
All right. Then come over here in the corner. We'll go over this diagram together. I'll show you how we're going to wake it. Move by move.
Were you all set, Red?
Yeah. And don't make any mistakes, Chopper.
Oh, hey, you can depend on me, Paul.
Where's Hagen?
Oh, he was over there in the corner of the yard a minute ago.
I gotta talk to him once more. Oh, there he is, walking near the wall. I want to see him. You keep your eye on me. All right, you guys. Break it up.
Oh, Benson. Well, take a message to the warden. I just found...
Hagen! Look, this is free time, ain't it, Benson? What's the idea of pushing me around? I can talk, can't I? Just lay off me, that's all.
Okay.
What's the trouble, Hagen?
I was giving me needles for no reason at all. I hate every one of them.
In half an hour, you're twisting his arm out. For a minute, though, I almost thought you was getting cozy with that stoolie.
Listen, Monks, I stood for a lot from you before we got to be buddies, but you can go too far if you're saying I got chummy with a prison guard.
All right. Keep your shirt on. You can't blame me for being yippy. This thing is big.
You all set for it?
Yeah. The boys down the line got their orders. I'll take care of Benson personally. He's the one who's going to help us get into the gun room. All right, here we go, Hagen. When we come to a halt outside the cell block, I'll give the signal. Hey, where you going?
Getting into line.
Come here.
What's the matter?
You march in front of me anyway. Why don't you get in close with that rod, Hagen, when a firework starts?
Inside. One more bet tonight, you lose an arm.
You'll never get away with this, Monk.
Block. We got the whole block out, mister. Your pals are going to take it easy inside themselves for a chance. Hagen!
Yeah, Mark?
Come on. We're heading for the gun room with this story. Everything all right down the line?
Three of the guards got away.
How's that, Harper? And I told them church just with the dough. How many we got left? Not counting this one.
Just two. They're both cold inside one of the cells.
All right, Stooley. Take us to the gun room and make it snap.
Open this door, Benson. You got a key.
I'll open nothing, you...
I can tear it right out of the socket if I want now. And so help me, I'll do it too.
Look, key is in my left-hand pocket.
All right, take it away from him, Hagen.
Don't move, Stooley.
Move. We can hardly breathe right now. Quick, grab that key. Hey, what's that?
Sounds like Tommy guns to me.
Tommy guns? Inside the cell block? It can't be.
Hey, they got 50 guards in the cell block. Guys I never seen before.
Oh, there must have been a leak. Somebody squealed. They must have put all them guards on today. Here. Hey, grab this guy, Chopper. Give me the key, Hagen.
Look, Red, we fizzled out. We're the only ones still loose. We haven't got a chance.
I'll see who ain't got a chance. Give me the key.
There's hardly anything left in here. They must have taken out all the heavy stuff of the extra guard.
We'll make it fast, Red. Get on top of it.
Okay. Here's a rod for you, Chopper. I'll take a Tommy gun.
That's all that's left.
What about me, Red?
You already got a rod.
John,
we'll block ourselves inside the guard's mess hall. It's the only place we can go from here. Come on. Make sure that bolt's inside, Chavez.
It's solid, man.
I'll make a deal with you, Monk. Give yourself up and I'll ask the warden.
The only deal I'm making with you, Stooley, is this corner.
Are you crazy, Monks? You want to face a murder rap?
That sock on the skull had just been asleep for a while. He'll be all right. I ain't taffy enough to get rid of our one chance to make a deal.
What do you mean?
As long as we get the guard, they won't try to blast us out of here.
Open up, man!
Sure, copy. How's that, copy? Unless we got Benson the guard in here, you try to wreck us and he gets his head blown off.
You got him quiet, all right.
What do we do now, Mark?
We wait.
For what?
A deal.
What kind of a deal you think we'll get?
I don't know. But I'm playing it for all it's worth. This guy's got a wife and two kids. The warden ain't forgetting that.
Bonks! Bonks, can you hear me? This is the warden speaking from the tower. Throw your guns out of the window and open those doors. You haven't got a chance.
We'll see.
Bounce, for the last time, throw out your guns and open the doors. If the guard walks out and you haven't harmed him, we'll go easy on you.
Yeah, he'll go easy on us, all right. Chappers.
Yeah, Red.
Keep your eye on Benson. If he comes to, make sure he don't move. I'm going to have a talk with the warden from the side of the window.
Warden? This is Monk. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm giving you 10 minutes to clear the guards out of the hall and open the outside gate. And then we're walking out of here with Benson. If you start shooting us, we leave. Benson gets it. Remember, 10 minutes. And I mean business, too.
You must be stir crazy, Monks, to make a demand like that.
It ain't half as crazy as it sounds. Well, Benson's a shield. They'll let us throw.
Yeah, when we get on the outside, then what? You think you can outrun a dozen squad cars?
Yeah. And if I don't, at least I can take Benson along. Before they give it to me, I give it to him. Besides, Fletcher sent two cars. They didn't try to come in, maybe because they caught wise that something went wrong, but they're waiting out there someplace.
Fletcher. Oh, you mean Arnold Fletcher, the guy who owns that string of nightclubs from here to the coast?
Nightclubs are a front for Ron. He got bigger takes. Well, now you know, Hagen. You always wanted to know who my boss was. You satisfied?
Arnold Fletcher. Yeah, he's pretty big time, Monk. And he's smart, too.
Smart? Ha! He's the smartest. In public, he's a VIP. A solid citizen. Ever see a list of the charities he gives Dodo? Ha! He plays it better than was ever played before, that guy.
Benson's coming on, right?
All right, yank it to his feet.
Come on. Up! Holy!
Monk, this is the warden again. We're not opening any gates, and that's final. This is your last chance to give yourselves up.
You hear that, Benson? The warden ain't making any deals. You know what that means? You take the rap.
You're going to kill me?
What play?
Now, Marks, listen. We've been chased right into a corner. We're finished. If you add murder to everything else, we'll all get the chair.
Not me. After I take care of Benson, I walk out shooting. I get a few more before I'm through.
Oh, wait a minute. That's suicide,
man. So what? Better spend the rest of your life in stir, ain't it?
You're really off your trolley. I can see it now.
You can't say nothing, you fathead. And you're shooting your way out of here along with Hagen and me. But first comes Benson here.
No.
How do you want it, copper? In the back, or right where I'm pointing?
I got a family. Don't shoot, Monk. Don't let him kill me, Nielsen.
Nielsen?
Monk, stop telling me called Hagen Nielsen.
I'll tell you how come you lunk, yeah. Because Hagen's a stoolie.
He's a cop.
A cop?
Nielsen. There's a guy named Nielsen out on the coast. A detective. Yeah, that's who we've been palling around with, Choppers.
Choppers, look. You're not a lifer like Monks. You're in for a 10-year stretch. Play ball with me and I'll get you parole.
Parole?
You're thinking it over, Chappers?
Oh, I don't know. He's right, Monks. I mean, I ain't a lifer.
And the parole will look fine, huh? Even if you double-cross the path.
I wouldn't double-cross.
All right, hit the fence. All right.
And you're next, Nielsen. Here's what every stoolie gets for a payoff. Stand up.
Nielsen, they cut Monks from outside.
Yeah. There's a guard on the opposite wall with a rifle and a telescopic sight. When Monks backed up to the window, the guard was able to get a crack at him.
Nielsen, are you all right? It's Inspector Donnelly in the squad.
Unbolt that door, will you, Benson?
Yeah. I came over as soon as I heard about the break. Oh, who's this, lying next to Monks?
His sidekick. They call him Choppers. Well, I got the information you needed just before the finish, Inspector. Arnold Fletcher's the man you want.
Fletcher? Well, I'll...
Yeah. Now, two of his cars may be outside right now waiting for Monks.
I'll have the area searched. It's a lucky thing you made that suggestion about extra guards to the warden. He was all ready for the break when it came. Well, I better get back to the yard. Everything's under control, Nielsen, and you've done a fine job. I'm going to recommend you for a promotion.
There's one more thing you can do for me, Inspector.
Name it.
Well, change that plane ticket for a train, huh? I've had about all the bumps tonight that I can handle.
In the animal world, there is the hunter and the hunted, hound and fox, hawk and sparrow, chicken and worm. But who is to judge precisely which is the pursuer or the pursued as we enter the chase? The Chase was created and written for the National Broadcasting Company by Lawrence Cleese. Heard in the cast were Larry Haynes, Ralph Bell, Bernard Lenroe, Kermit Murdoch, and Ken Williams. The Chase is directed and transcribed by Fred Wade. Fred Collins speaking. Next week, an innocent man is railroaded into the death house by an ambitious murderer who learns there is no escape from retribution in The Chase.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting...
Hi. Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.